Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
You know, sometimes we're reminded that it's really nice just to be here in Des Moines. You know, we take a look at all the craziness that goes on all over the country, and this whole thing with Facebook and now Senator Grassley has asked, of course, Mark Zuckerberg to head to Congress to explain some issues.
He's got some splaining.
Some splaining to do, yeah. Facebook, the stock went down 6.5% earlier today. And, they've lost so far in the past 10 days $100 billion.
Holy
value.
Buckets.
Yeah, that's a little more money
buckets
than I got.
Buckets of money.
Yeah, it's a bucket of money.
Yeah.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, networking here in the greater Des Moines metro. That's what I'm saying. See, it's so much nicer sometimes to be right here than what it is to be out there. What do we got going on?
Well, so surprisingly, I usually have something for every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Unless you have a Tuesday thing you want to talk about.
No.
Anything?
No.
Okay.
Well, I do, but it's not.
Okay.
It's not a business thing.
Oh, okay. We won't ask.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so we do have Million Cups on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just our normal Science Center gig for all those folks that would like to lend their advice to a new startup or entrepreneur. So we've had some really great events so far this year. And I think they're live streaming all of those now. So I'm not sure exactly where they're parking it all at, but apparently you would be able to catch a recording at some point. Maybe I'll find that out and share that
all
later.
Right.
But then if you get into Thursday, we have an event starting at 4:30, and it's the Spring Networking Social for Metro Business Friends. And we haven't talked about that for a while.
This is Dave's deal, isn't it?
Yes, Dave Milburn and that whole group of really great
folks.
Small business.
Yeah.
So we just trying to think off the top of my head. It's a really good group, big group.
It is. It's a big group. And are they doing this whole thing? They had kind of like a small mini trade show the last
they
time.
Do.
I was
so
at
what
one
they
of these.
Do is they meet regularly and they invite people to come out to that. So Metro Business Friends, you can actually find them on Facebook, their group, and they meet every Thursday just and they have like speakers over like mm-hmm. a lunch and learn that's lined up every week on Thursday. And then every quarter, they try to have an actual social so everyone can get together, socialize, and they usually, now, they have had like a what you would call like a little mini trade show in the past. However,
yeah.
my understanding is that they will not have tables this
Got
time.
Okay.
They're going to have some sponsors. You'll be able to pick up information about businesses, but it is more on the social side and, you know, sort of mixing and mingling with other business owners. That's going to be at the Holiday Inn and Suites on Merle Hay. And again, that's the spring networking. Spring! I like
spring.
Anything with spring in the title, although I'm not sure that the weather's going to feel that way.
Yeah.
So
that's Thursday.
That is
Thursday.
What
time is this on Thursday?
At 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So then we have a strangely short week. We do have some regular things then coming up for April already. Because
really?
March
so
is almost done.
Yeah, March is done as a Friday. We're out of here.
Right. So if we're looking at, I know I talk a lot about the Iowa Center for Economic Success, and I got to tell you.
I was just talking with someone about that. Who was in? Oh, I know. Kent Sovereign was in last week, and we were talking about things that AARP is doing. Did you know, by the way, that AARP nationally has free tax help, that they will help you do your income taxes, no charge?
I didn't know that, although
yes.
I know they do taxes at the Iowa Center for free also. Mm. Like that's so there's a few organizations around town that will help you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's just individual or you can get some small business tax
help
too.
But we were talking about the Center for Business Success with Kent, as a matter of fact, just last
so
week.
The Iowa Center, so it's theiowacenter.org. And if you go to their calendar for April, they've got an entire lineup. I'll tell you, they are busy, busy folks over there. So every Monday, they have Mondays for Money. Every Wednesday, they have their noon sessions where you can go in and learn more about the services that they have to offer, which can be everything from finding out if you qualify for a loan for your business or any number of things, finance or building a business plan. So then this next Friday, a week from this Friday, they will have their first Friday. They're going to talk to Teresa Adams with a kitchen collage.
Oh, sure.
Which is, isn't
East Village.
Yep, located in East Village. So that always kind of features a female entrepreneur. Then they're also having just a whole lineup of things. I know website development, April 3rd with them. So that's on Tuesday of next week. And that's going to be with talking about website development for small businesses. And I get this all the time because I work with small businesses teaching them about social media and blogging. And then they'll need a website. And even though there's plenty of, you know, free, if you will, mm-hmm. things like Shopify or Wix or whatever, it's hard to know which one to pick, which one's right if you're e-commerce or not e-commerce. And even though they're pretty easy, they're not still totally accessible.
Not really plug and play.
It's not exactly plug and play. So this workshop would help you get an idea of maybe you need to get some help or give you some basis for doing your website. And that is going, like I said, going to be out. They're located clear out west on University. And would that be Clive? Windsor?
Way out west in University?
Well, on University. Well, what I'm saying is,
I mean, I know way out west on University is like Omaha.
Okay. Well, so not quite that far.
So they're in Clive on University Avenue.
Clive. Right. So and, if you just, Anyway, so
just
all of these.
One block west of Windsor Heights.
So they hold all of those just there. The other thing we have just to mention next week that's really important to make sure you have on your calendar is Accelerate DSM.
That's right.
Already
Mike Caldwell
coming
is coming
on Thursday.
In this week. Yeah. He's going to come in this week and talk about that.
So we're just jam-packed with stuff for next week, and, you know, not as heavy this week, but then we also have Inspiring Women on Wednesday of next week, Accelerate DSM, which will be at the Science Center next week, and, so tune in on next Monday.
We have a whole bunch of stuff.
Because we've got a ton of April stuff, and you can also catch dmbizmixer.com, and I'll be posting up a lot of this April stuff coming up.
All of these events, ladies and gentlemen, are on
dmbizmixer.
I want to put that S in there for some reason.
You know, it used to be that people would do DM for Des Moines, mm-hmm. and now we've kind of started to do the DSM more, but I didn't want to change it. Yeah. So
dmbizmixer, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to get a hold of Laura on Twitter, you can do that, and you can also go ahead and list your event there. If you've got a business networking event going on, it's hashtag DMBizEvents.
DMBizEvents. So it's the DMBizMixer.com and hashtag DMBizEvents.
Yes.
All right.
It is Laura Kennard. Ladies. Oh, Biz, by the way, is spelled B-I-Z.
That's correct.
All right. Yes. Just trying to get that right. All right. Thanks for doing this again. Enjoy the...
Enjoy the rain?
Yeah. It's going to rain tomorrow, too.
Well, you know, it is spring showers, right?
It is that. And soon the flowers shall bloom. Good stuff. All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we had Ned Flynn in earlier talking about the interesting thing about how to take technology and software and utilize it for your HR functions that should really assist you in saving time. But if you have some issues with onboarding that, just like those free website places, it's not just plug and play. You got to have somebody help you. So we were talking about that. And, of course, Laura Kennard with networking here in the Des Moines Metro. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. If you go up on Instagram, you can see his glowing shoes. Tyler's Kicks made another. Yeah, check those out. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. What is the day today? What is it called?
Air Max Day. Happy Air Max Day, everybody.
Happy Air Max Day. There you go. All right. Jimmy Olsen is the voice of Insight on Business the News Hour. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the station. Mary Sayers, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. And speaking of the Des Moines Radio Group, it is Jeff Delvaux, who happens to be the general manager here. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.